Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch for Crappins, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me is the wonderful and hilarious Ronnie Karam. What's up, Rondel?
Well, hi, Ben.
Hi, hi, hi. How are you doing today?
Everything's going great. Love, you know, it's holiday time. Mm-hmm. It's time to relax, you know, be proud of your country with your French family. So I was in the fetal position with the pizza. How'd it go for you?
Oh, just lovely. Just lovely. Today we are talking Below Deck Mediterranean. But before we do that, I want to give a shout out. Our friend Sita, who has been with us actually from the beginning. She was a guest on Housewife Hoedown. That was the original form of Watch for Crappins. She has a crystal business, and I kind of wanted to give it a shout out, you know? She sells her crystals through Instagram, which is really cool. And she basically does these like live sales. She goes on Instagram live, and it's literally like home shopping. She's like there, and she like talks about the crystals, and people will like buy crystals from her live on the air, which is kind of cool. So if you're interested in crystals, if you like yourself some crystals and all that fun stuff, go follow her at Hippie QVC, HIPPIEQVC. I think the QVC stands for Quest Vision Crystals. So that's, which I love that she calls it QVC. So anyway, if you like crystals, go check that out. So, and tell her that we sent you because we love us some Sita.
Yeah, right on. Okay, so here we are with episode 2 of Below Deck Mediterranean.
Yeah, I mean, if there's anyone that could use some crystals, it's this it's this dilapidated crew going through it. Wow. So the first episode was pure craziness with Matt hurting his knee, and then they had to bring in Dushka from another boat, who was a quote unquote sous chef. Actually turns out to be an assistant chef, turns out to be just a lady in a shirt who maybe has never been in a kitchen before. But lovable.
Yeah, poor Dushka. Yeah, I want Dushka back. Loved her.
Yes.
So the episode ended with the guest having a fit at Captain Sandy, and it's just this lady named Therese. And it's just big Kelly. She looks kind of like Kelly Dodd and who else?
She looks like this girl I used to know named Laura. So if you guys know Laura, she looks like totally like Laura.
Yeah, she's got kind of a Kelly Dodd vibe. And right now she's letting Captain Sandy have it. We just ended with her going, it's a mega yacht, Sandy. It's a mega yacht.
It's like a mega yacht. It's not like
this
quarantine.
Not
it's
COVID.
A mega yacht.
It's not COVID. It's a mega yacht. All right.
Like, it's not Mega Millions. It's a mega yacht, okay? It's a big difference.
So she goes, girl, Sandy, this is not okay. I mean, that was a terrible. And then one of the guys is like, yeah, unacceptable. Shut up, husband. Okay.
Yeah.
We don't need you support. Like, she's doing fine on her own. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy when guys do that. They're like, yes, this is unacceptable. Mega yacht, mega yacht. You know what? You're better than that, Sandy. So let's get that. Let's get the respect we deserve, Sandy.
And yeah, then she tries to kind of spin it that she's not complaining. She's just kind of motivating. She's like, because you got it, Sandy. You got it, Sandy. But remember, it's a mega yacht. And so she's like, you know what? I've never been in this position in my entire career. And you know why? Because of COVID. It's because, guys, I figured it out. COVID.
Well, I'm scared for you guys. That is why I'm so upset. I'm scared for you. And the husband is like, oh, yeah, because like normally we're so easy. Yeah, we are. So we're easy. We're here for you, Sandy. So you go, girl. You go.
And then another girl is like, we're so on your team.
Yeah, that was your helpful speech. Thanks.
Exactly. And I love that this girl is like, we're on your team. And then Sandy leaves. And then Therese is like, it's bullshit. I'm like, well, so much for being on our team.
Yeah, she's like, this is unacceptable. It's bullshit. Like having a fit. So Dave is like, wow, I'm okay to help, but imagine the disappointment finding me having anything to do with your food.
It's almost like the disappointment of me coming out of the womb. And where's Daddy? Where is he? Are you the Daddy Seller? Are you the Daddy Seller?
So Katie is like, do you think the chef is gonna be back? And nobody does. So like, nope, yeah. Please, not even texting goes back at this point.
Yeah, exactly. And they just keep cutting to his empty bed, Matt's empty bed, just to remind us that he is nowhere to be found. And Katie is like, losing a shift, that's like losing a limb in the yachting world. But unfortunately for me, I don't have seven girls under me with lots of limbs to take their place. So we'll be limbless, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just praying he'll come back, because I will strangle his little head.
So she's asking the captain if the chef's going to be there for breakfast. And the captain's like, oh, don't worry, Malia's going to help. Okay. And Malia's like, I've never seen this. I mean, this is the biggest disaster, and we've crashed tenders. So.
Oh, don't remind everyone, okay, Malia? Don't remind everyone. It's Glenn.
And then you just see Therese like, it's bullshit. She's behind the door having a Dorinda Medley hissy fit.
Yeah, and so her man, Lee, is saying, you're getting mad at me for this trip, and we're not getting our money back. It doesn't matter. Babe, look at me. What? I love you.
So the guests just go ahead and party upstairs and get shit-faced, basically.
Yeah.
And Lexi is talking to Malia, and she's like, yeah, you know, like, this just reminded me, all the stress. I mean, basically, it's like the beauty pageant. You were in a beauty pageant? Oh, God, yes. I mean, I don't tell people that, but yeah, don't tell anybody. Yes, yeah. I was. I mean, I was good. I went to Russia, so.
And I was the judge.
Dushka, you're still here?
Yes.
I gave her solid salad.
Her talent was meat. Oh, wait, that's my talent. So then the guests are just like getting drunk now, and they're like, quote unquote, doing the airplane with Katie, wherein one girl is on her back and like Katie's like she's balancing Katie on her feet, her torso and everything. And just like they're having a fun time, just getting more and more drunk and awful. And we keep cutting to Lloyd on Anchor Watch. Like, we cut to that a lot, but it doesn't really turn into anything. We're just looking at Lloyd, looking at the anchor. Yeah. And then this girl, Jordan, she's just wasted. And she's like, yeah, Katie, tomorrow I'm going to lift you higher on the airplane. And then your legs aren't going to split. I got a Cumbers call. I got Cumbers. It's important business.
It's important. I got a Cumbers call, all right? She's wasted. So she goes to bed. And then we cut back to Lloyd, just kind of hunched over. In the bridge, and he's like, all my jobs, I've been around people. I sold cars, and on the first day they made me stay late on the table, standing on the desk calling people while they threw things at me, so I could learn how to smile while I called people.
Sculpted who I am today. So what I'm trying to say is, Therese, if you want to throw a book at my face, I can take it.
Was such odd people this year. Yeah, so very odd. Katie, now it's the morning, and oh no, it's still night. And Katie's like pulling food and trying to do everything she can to prep for breakfast. And it's 2 a.m. and she's still cleaning. And vacuum, she's like, well, you know what? Some people can handle this. You know, I don't want to, but I can. I mean, I went to boarding school, and I actually chose to go to boarding school. And that's why I'm so independent. I didn't go back even home when it was done. I chose to go into a hostel with the psycho matron. Okay, just cut. We don't need to tell it. Yeah, I need more about that.
Like, I love...
You can't just start that story and then cut.
I love when random boarding school storylines pop up. Like when Ben was crying, he's like, I went to boarding school, and those people were rich. You don't understand it. Like, the one thing that made Ben cry was talking about boarding school. And then there was the other girl who looked like Paula Abdul. I think she had a boarding school issue. And now we have Katie, who earned her stripes. She can handle people being drunk and cleaning because she went to boarding school. Sure. So then, they're cleaning. We got the debut of vacuum cam, which is that there was like a GoPro attached to a vacuum. And it's like, finally, you get to see what it looks like from the point of view, from the vacuum itself.
So Lexi calls her mom. She's stressing out. She's like, "Mom, this is madness. Was it the talent competition?" "No, Mom, I'm not doing that right now. And you're not supposed to tell anybody I was even in those things, Mom. I don't want anyone to know I was in pageants."
Hold on 1 second. "Hey, Therese, just want to make sure you're sleeping all right, because I was in a beauty pageant. Just want you to know that. Sleep well." "Okay, sorry, Mom. Back to work."
And the mom's like, "It'll be okay, honey." She goes, "God, I hate when people say it's going to be okay. It's not going to be okay. Stop lying to me, mother."
And then she tells a heartbreaking story about how her dad died a few months ago from an aneurysm. And because of COVID, they weren't able to be with him in the hospital, which is really sad. So now it's the next morning and now it's raining. On top of everything else, it's raining. And, you know, Therese is like, "It's raining and we're on a mega yacht. It's a mega, like honestly, weather, like, why are you raining? Like, we're not on like a boat. We're on a mega yacht, rain."
So they're all still wondering, is the chef going to be back to do breakfast? Emily goes, "If he doesn't come back, we're toast." I mean, we won't have toast. God, I'm just fun-loving Malia.
Why? I mean, I'm assuming that production just prevented Matt from coming back to the boat to create suspense. But like, I think if it were me, once I had my MRI, I would go back to the boat and help out where I could, or maybe oversee things until I got my results, right? Like, instead of just like staying wherever he stayed for observation. That seems like very, I don't know, this guy, I don't trust him.
Yeah, I mean, you need to like at least sit there on a chair and boss people around or something.
Yeah, like has he never had a grandma?
For you to get a hotel room. But then we find out later a little bit why. So Sandy is just texting.
Uh-huh. Wait, we find out a little bit why he has to get a hotel room?
Yeah, a little bit. We'll get there, okay?
I don't remember. I'll have to wait for it to pop up. I don't remember that part. I mean, I'm sure I'll remember it, but I don't remember why he had that.
Well, you will when I tell you. Ew. So the captain is texting him, and she's like, "Any word if you're coming back?" And he's not really very good about keeping his phone there and keeping them abreast.
Which is also fucked up.
Yeah. So then she texts our good friend, Norma.
Norma,
I need a chef. All right, Sandy, I've got a lady who's really good. Hold on, let me look here. It says here, Salab. No, not that one. A different one. Okay, I'll send some people to quarantine, Captain. Okay, Norma. Okay, Captain. Wish I could hug ya. Wish I could bug ya. I bug you. You're funny. I am. Love you, Norm.
Yeah, so she's also going to have a stew in quarantine just in case she needs one. So then now there's like Courtney's chopping pineapple or slicing it. And then the guests are sitting down and they're like, is Matt back? Is he making breakfast? Is there a breakfast? I mean, what's going on? What is going on? So then Matt calls and he's like, Sandy, I got the results back. It's nothing serious. Although I am sore, the doctor said I have a case of pussy-itis. Have you heard of that? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I heard of it before.
She's like, are you going to be here for breakfast? He's like, I don't know, because I am sore. So she's like, you know, as a captain, I've had fires on the Red Sea. I faced pirates, you know, but no chef, that's the end game. Okay, yeah. Because I'll tell you this much. You get pirates on the boat, you tell them you don't have a chef, even the pirates are going to get the fuck off that boat.
Yeah, we actually had that happen once. You know, we said the pirates came on board. We said, we don't have a chef on board. And then the pirates were like, well, if they don't have a chef, they probably don't have anything worth taking. So they just left. Although they did volunteer to make a salad for us, which was nice. But it was a good trick that we played on them. Because guess what? We had a chef all along.
So Malia cutting flirt slowly. What does that mean?
So this is Malia slicing fruit.
She's cutting fruit.
And David is watching her. And he's like, I think that Malia's great. Like, ding. Really, really great.
Then he gets the ding smile. Like he's into her. And then Courtney comes down to help with some fruit. And she sees Katie and she's like, oh, wow. Hello, Katie. It's so good to see you. She's like, why didn't you come get me? I was sleeping down there. Why didn't you get me? She's like, he needed the rest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so now the water taxi approaches with Matt. And he tells us, like, you know, I had deep anxiety. And instead of getting over it, I bailed, you know, and 2 jobs in the past I actually left before I even started because of anxiety. And it's something I need and want to overcome. It's like, well, This is why you got to check references, by the way. This is why you can't just receive a resume. You got to call those employers.
Yeah, well, this is why I was saying then we find out why he didn't come straight back, because I think he was just freaking out. You know, probably. He was like having a breakdown or something. So I wrote, is he bald Rick Moranis? I keep seeing different faces on this guy. And that's what happens to us bald guys. You can just imprint whatever you want onto us and we have to become it.
Yeah.
So the guests are really pissed. And then we find out Z likes Courtney. And he's going to flirt with her. He gives a little smile. So then the guys are still complaining. He's like, are we going to meet the chef? Because in Texas, it's pretty customary to meet the chef. And Therese is like, I mean, not that I care or anything. Hold on. Let me hold this napkin over my foot. My God, Sammy.
So, you know, everyone on the crew is like pissed at him. Like Katie's pissed at Matt, everyone. So then Matt is talking. Matt now is trying to be like Mr. like, oh, jolly good time. Just member of the team. So he asks Courtney, he's like, so was yesterday a disaster? And she goes, does it matter? Which was like this great, like, fuck you. Don't even try to be friendly in my face right now. Like, we're all just like laughing about how bad yesterday was. You fucked our tip, you asshole. And she's like,
she tells us, wow, where's that limp gone? I mean, you can't come in here acting like everything's fine.
And so then this guy, now he needs time to ramp up. So he tells Sandy, he's like, hey, Sandy, do you mind if we just like, let's order the cake in and order the crew meal in. So that's why I can focus on, you know, the guests. And she gives him this look like, okay, so you know my phrase, do your food. Let's change that to do your crew food, okay? Because we're going to need you to do the crew food, okay? We're not ordering that
crew
in.
Crew your food.
And he's like,
I am still getting to know the place, and I have this knee. So, listen, the more I can outsource stuff, that's for the better. Okay, gotta go talk to the guests. Bye!
Yeah, oh, I don't even know the place. I love this guy saying that. And now he gets back on the boat. It's like, now on, it's going to be like Four Seasons. I don't even know the kitchen. I can't make a panini.
And this is, two things. One, this is kind of ironic. Maybe it's not ironic. I hate using that word. I never get it right. That this is his deal, anxiety, because that was Hannah's deal. And that made Captain Sandy fucking crazy. So it's like it comes right back, right? Another thing I wanted to say was Katie. You know, Katie's flying a little under the radar because so much shit's going down. But so far, Katie has not done the party that the guests requested. And she has – what's the second thing she did? Oh, she slept late. She slept in. So Katie might be trouble this season. Just maybe. Calling it out now because I hope so.
Good. So Sandy basically her thing is she's saying that, you know, chefs are temperamental and she doesn't want to bombard him, you know? And so so then Matt goes out to talk to the guests to say he's back, and he's like gives a whole spiel, and they just keep cutting to this blonde woman who just looks so unimpressed with anything he's saying. She's like, we had to eat steamed oysters and chewed beef last night. I don't care about your knee. Okay. It's a mega yacht. So now the crew is like inflating things, like a big inflatable unicorn, and they name it Maureen, which I actually really appreciated that. I was like, that is the perfect name for that unicorn. Thank you for naming it Maureen.
And some of the crew starts putting together lunch and stuff. And the chef is like, well, I'm just trying to stay positive. You know, I really need to just internalize and just be calm. Be calm. And then they cut to Maureen the unicorn trying to fly away.
Maureen just like blows over onto herself. She's like, little help over here. Just a giant unicorn that everyone loves, but I'm upside down. Get a little help, anyone? Anyone's Maureen.
So then Katie is serving everyone in the hot tub, and they're already wasted. It's like 9 in the morning. And they're having, of course, pain in the ass drinks, you know, which I get. It's just as a server, every time they order something, it's a pain in the ass. Nobody's just like, hey, you know what? Give us a vodka tonic. It's all like Bloody Marys, margaritas, espresso martinis.
Yeah, it's all at once. It's like, it's like a nightmare. So, meanwhile, David is downstairs looking for vegetables to make in the panini. It's like the crew paninis is like it's like this ongoing low-key storyline that's throughout this entire episode, it feels like. And then the British people are talking. I just wrote the British people. So I'm assuming it's David and Courtney, and cause he's like, so,
no, it's David and Lloyd.
Oh, David and Lloyd. Oh, it's like, oh, so where are you from? Plymouth. Oh, where are you from? Brighton. Oh, that's great. Do you like the clotted cream they have over there? It's pretty good, not as good as the Yorkshire puds. Oh, really? That's too bad. What do you think about Harry and Meghan? Oh, I'm pretty chuffed for them. Oh, that's great too. British, British, British.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
And then upstairs, one of the guests is like, ha, 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 ha. And then Therese is like, ha, 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 ha. They're just laughing like that at each other. Yeah.
And then Lloyd says something about Brighton. I could not understand what he was saying. He's like, oh,
he said,
Brighton.
I come from Brighton. It's a wicked city. First, we had the first gay marriage at JLR Pavilion, which ironically is where Hitler wanted to have his summer palace. So there's that.
Well, and isn't... Oh, no, I was going to say the first gay marriage. I thought it was going to be Barry. But Barry was like the first gay surrogate situation. Not going to give that one to like Barry. Okay, that makes a lot more sense. I was like, I could pick up on things like I heard gay and I heard summer palace, and I had no idea how any of it was tied together.
Yeah. So then Katie's having a nightmarish time, and Lexi's actually being really cool. Like, we're led to believe by Lexi herself that she's going to be a mega bee, but she's actually pretty cool. She's like, listen, I can't help you right now because I'm bartending and I can't do anything but bartend. And Lexi's like, oh, it's fine, I'm just doing laundry.
Yeah.
Well, and then you keep expecting her to be like, fuck her, she can't even keep up. Yeah. She's terrible at a job. And she's not. She's actually really cool so far.
Yeah. And then Lloyd and David are making paninis for everyone. And David has brought like a salt shaker. And he's like, is this the salt? Is this the salt? I can't tell if it's the salt of my daddy. What is this? What is it? I'm like, it's salt. How do you not know what salt is? And then upstairs, the guests are just continuing to be awful. Like, I'm like an oat beer, but none IPA. I'm like, please just like throw yourself off the side of this boat at this point. I can't.
And Katie finally goes, can we just do one order or you're not eating brunch today? And the other lady's like, just bring a bottle of Cheetos and some ice. She's like, thank you.
Carafe of OJ. We'll do it ourselves. But you know, Therese is going to be like, I can't believe we're filling our drinks for ourselves. It's a mega yacht. It's a mega yacht.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a fishing trip for the men, for the bachelor party, and Malia and David are prepping for it, and she's saying, Malia's like, well, the good news is I don't see any red flags yet for my crew. And then it cuts to David like tapping something aggressively, like, and I was like, I don't understand what any of this is.
He's
I don't know,
opening and closing scissors really fast is what it looks like to me. Yeah, he's just like going conk, 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 conk,
conk, like, is this
conk,
the red conk, flag conk,
conk. Yeah, I don't know. They're like, wow, but he is violent with scissors. Watch out, Malia.
So then Sandy goes up to Matt and she's like, how are you doing? And you would think he would say, listen, I'm on the mend, like, we're just gonna go through this, it's gonna be great, yesterday's in the past. But instead he's like, flustered, I got too much stuff, I don't know what's where, I don't know how to cook anymore, what's a fork?
Well, you know what? I'm going to help you out. I'm going to go organize because that's what team players do. Okay, I'm going to go down there and organize. And he goes, yeah, sorry again about crew food. Okay, well, you know what? You're at the starting line, so I'm going to ease you in there. I'm going to go down and separate vegetables from fruits to your food.
You know what? I'm going to go separate all that food that you overordered and injured yourself on. Okay, because you're just, you know what? It's like you're at the starting line and you ordered 10 pairs of sneakers for one race, okay? And you try to put them all on your feet at once, okay? So let me organize those shoes off to the side that you'll never use, okay?
So she goes down to the fridge and it's like beyond. it's just terrible. You can't even walk. Everything's all over. And then the unicorn is trying Maureen to get away again. Dun, dun, dun.
So Z goes to like wrangle Maureen, and he is then spends pretty much the rest of the episode just trying to turn Maureen over again. You just see his like little Z out there on this like security camera footage essentially, and he's just trying to turn her over, and Maureen is like, nope, that's not the way you do it. Try again. Okay, you want to try again? I just need to get flipped over. If you can do that, no? Okay.
And then we get a little bit about Courtney. She's like, my friends are engaged at this point. You know, they've all got dogs and houses and, you know, I'm just going to show up like a skinny bitch at weddings. Thin and tan, that's me, drunk and alone in a corner with a corona.
So then Katie has a little spiel about how she's not particularly about much, but she is particularly about table settings. And then I just made her British, even though she's a Kiwi. And then finally Z gets Maureen turned over, which was a sigh of relief on my part. And he winds up going down into the crew mess, and he's sitting there with Courtney, and he's just like spreading mayonnaise on bread, and he's just like trying to flirt with her a little bit, you know? And I'm like, here's the first rule of flirting. Don't flirt while you're spreading mayonnaise on bread. That's doesn't really set a mood.
Yeah. And he's also like, because he's using one of those squeeze bottles, and she's just kind of looking at him like, oh. And he's like, so homies, Wales. Yeah, I keep hearing don't screw the crew, but you got to give it a shot. And she's just eating silently, ignoring him.
You got mayonnaise on your arm.
Oh, do I?
Lunch.
So the guests are sitting down for lunch, and Matt now gives the stupid speech where he's like, I never go in thinking I'm going to wow them. I just cook my heart out. Well, if you didn't think you're going to go wow them, then why did you have this entire panic attack about how the food won't be just right for them all? Like, why? Don't tell us they don't, like, oh, you don't have any ego about this, please.
And he announces the dinner. He's like, okay, here's what we're having. We're having local mussels and local chorizo. Okay. Glad you didn't fly those in, buddy.
Yeah, and then so the guests are finally eating the food, and it's so shady. I went back and watched this a few times, and I'm fairly certain that when Therese finally eats her food, they sped up the timing for her eating to make it look like she was an absolute animal digging into the food, because she's like, when I looked at it, I was like, they definitely sped that up to make her look like a beast. And I approve.
So Malia checks on Z, and he's like, oh, I'm doing good-ish. Well, why are you hesitating? Just tell me. I'm here to help. He's like, well, I think I need more practice. Could you show me a bowline, how you tie that on to something, really anything? I mean, this unicorn would be nice. This has been hell.
Actually, larger question. What is rope? Just wondering.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to go away now, and just I'm going to leave you in charge of the swim platform. So, you know what? Get comfortable. Tinker with things. Just tinker.
And they keep on cutting to David, who's like sort of squatting like Gollum as he threads a fishing rod, and they just keep on cutting back to it. And I'm like, is there something wrong with what he's doing? Is this to like set up the fact that he should be teaching Z, or like... Like, I feel like they're kind of like banking this footage for later on, where it's like, David doesn't pay attention to anything. Look. And it's like, day one, David threading a fishing rod. I'm like, I just want to know, do I have to bank this footage into my brain for later? Or is this just random footage of David threading a rod?
Yeah, I don't know. Below Deck doesn't really get easier until episode 5. And that's why having so many Below Decks slowly kills recappers, because you just finished another, like, finishing a Below Deck season feels like, oh my god, we did it, and then the next one starts, and it's like all these new people, and they're all from different places, and you don't know what anything means yet. It's like a big mystery, a big Below Deck mystery,
and the scenes are so short, it takes longer to describe a scene than to actually watch it, because to watch it, it's just someone like, you know, filling up a glass of water. But then to recap it, it's like, so then here comes Lexi. She walks in the room and she's got some water and she pours the water and then she's serving. It's like, why is she pouring water? And then while you're saying this, you're thinking to yourself, was there ever anything notable or funny about the scene, or did I just write it down because I thought there was going to be something notable? Because now I'm committed to describing it.
Yeah. So in the galley, Lexi is with the chef and she's like, chef, pouring water. Would you help me deliver? Would you help me with that? And he's like, sure I would. She goes, I love you. And he's like, do you? She goes, I do. You are adorable. And then she tells us, always flirt with the chef.
Okay? Yeah.
It's called flirting. I'm bored, so I'm flirting. Because chefs are fucking assholes. Okay.
Yeah. She basically is like, she's like, always flirt. Tell them that you love them, because then they'll give you spare food. Because he's also being creepy, because she goes, because when she asked, will you help me deliver these? He wasn't like, sure. He was, I'd do anything for you. I was like, ew, creep. Stop that. But, you know, listen, I appreciate what she's doing. Get that you know, we saw, this was what Malia did season, or was it Malia's first season, right? When like Adam would like try to impress her by saying, hey, Malia, guess what? I made you an extra spinach omelet. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so then the next day is the wedding. So they're starting to clear lunch, and Kate's stressing about the wedding. And one of the guys is just like, bah! Like this big, huge burp. And they're like, okay, yeah. keep the classic coming, people.
And the guests all liked lunch, so everything's going well. And then, meanwhile, Z is back out on the little dock thing. And he's struggling. We don't even know what he's struggling with, but he's just struggling with something, like a jet ski or something. So now after lunch, they're like ready to go do some water sports or water toys or whatever. And they're like, hey, bro, is that your jet ski? Because it's kind of floating away, bro. And Z's like, ew, it's probably me. Oops.
Yeah, so they have to send him out there to get the stupid thing. Emily is like, I'm gonna let him off the hook because I'm a good person this first few episodes. Don't ever forget that, okay? And then the guys are going on a boat and the girls are getting on the unicorn. Finally, we're getting some use out of this gigantic unicorn
I
thing.
I know, but like the use is basically that the women get onto the unicorn, but it just stays like next to the little dock. It's just like they go from sitting upstairs to going downstairs and sitting on something.
Yeah. And Z's like, would you guys like some snacks? And Jordan goes, a bottle of vodka. Like, okay. All right. We'll throw right down to you.
So meanwhile, Courtney and Lexi are cleaning rooms. And Courtney's like, how did we get to the point of scrubbing toilets? You know, like they just are talking about how other girls just like wind up with sugar daddies and they're here scrubbing toilets.
Yeah. Then the guys are finding the sea cucumbers. Like, watch, I'm going to pretend to eat it. Ah! Hey, can you tell the chef, call the chef and ask him if he can pretend that fish that he's serving tonight is something that we caught? That is going to be hilarious.
It'll be so funny. And since Therese has such a good sense of humor, she will think this is the best. So basically, these like bachelor and bachelorette parties end. And now we start transitioning into Carrie and Clint drama, which in the beginning, everything seems fine because she's like, basically, Carrie is obsessed with this wedding. And she's like, babe, are you ready to say your I do's tomorrow for my wedding? I can't believe it's my big day tomorrow, my wedding, our I do's, because we're getting married tomorrow for my big day. Like, everything's her big day. It's not like our big day. She keeps on saying, it's my big day, honey.
Yeah, duh. That's how it is. It's the bride's big day, okay? So what the captain Clint? Is fixing the show. Oh, Clint. The burper. Clint's probably the burper. He doesn't so give charming. A shit. Clint's like, let's just get married on the fucking boat already. Get it over with. So the captain is fixing the chef's collar. She's like, oh, look at that. This is called mentoring. Okay, I'm going to. You want me to leave it up like that? Wouldn't that be fun? He goes, you mean pop the collar? God, only when I'm trying to impress the ladies. Okay, so like we were talking about, crew meals, okay? You know, the crew works really hard, and it would be nice if they ate things sometimes, you know.
You know, if they didn't die of starvation, that'd be a nice feature, right? He's like, all right. So she's like patting herself on the back because she sort of gave him the space to realize that he could make a bowl of pasta. So then Z and Lloyd are joking about chocolate because Z is like, I got some chocolate here. What kind of chocolate would you like? Would you like some dark chocolate or milky chocolate? He's like, And then one of them is like, I like my chocolate like I like my women. It's like, and how's that? Milky. You know, just another charming below deck scene.
Yeah. So Lloyd likes Katie. He likes the Chief Stew because everybody has to like everybody on these boats. They're like, damn it, you're going to come on here and you're going to pretend to be in love with somebody. That's it. This is below deck. So he's like, she's lovely, but she's Chief Stew, so she's also scary. So then Lloyd and Dave are doing pillows or covering pillows, I guess. And Dave's like, you know, it's very difficult to do this. Earlier, I had to figure out what a radish was. It's been very, very difficult on me.
Have you ever heard of salt? Salt. It's four letters.
So Katie tells us again, on my last boat, I had 7 girls under me. But, you know, you could always use more. The smaller the boat, the smaller the crew, you know. And in this kind of situation, you're expected to get your hands dirty. But I like a challenge. Let's do this. Like, trouble. Katie's going to be trouble.
Have I mentioned I've had 7 girls under me? 7 girls.
So then now it's starting to rain, and Kyori's like,
last dinner before I'm married. Woo!
And then there's like thunder, and I don't even know why they're even outside. It's like bad weather, but they're all sitting outside, and it's raining on cushions and stuff, and the guests are like, do you guys need to cover these cushions? Because it's raining on them. No? Okay. All right. Great.
So then in the galley, the chef's like, hey, Lexi, are you vibing? And she's like, the vibe is a vibe. And he goes, vibe check. Wow.
I don't even know what any of that meant. It was the note. It was, this is what you call romance, guys. Yeah. My knee was sore and I said vibe a lot. And then our relationship began. So, yeah. So it's just like, it's thundering. It's terrible out there. But Katie is very busy synchronizing her stews to bring out the dishes, you know, all at the right moment. I just love that Katie's whole thing is, yeah, I'm just a laid back. I'm a laid back chief stew. It's, you know, I just like to keep it easy. I want the tablescapes the way I want the tablescapes, and you got to move it. Okay, 3 seconds in between stews. 3 seconds. Okay, I'm timing you. This has to be synchronized perfectly to the bite. Like, yeah. She seems pretty intense.
So they serve a truffle pasta, and Therese just rolls her eyes. She's like, ugh. They make it seem like she just hates this, but yeah. She doesn't.
Yeah, she loves it. She likes it, it turns out.
Yeah, and, it's not going to like that. Pasta with cream sauce.
Yeah.
Love it.
And Malia's talking about how she's skeptical of chefs because of Tom, and she doesn't think that Matt is hurt at all. So they basically all can't stand him, which I think is great. And he is now making that fish that we saw before. He's now cooking it like one big whole fish. And meanwhile, it's like super rainy. And Courtney is like slipping around in a room because of the rain on her feet. And it's like windy outside. The guests are covered in blankets. Like glasses are blowing over and breaking on the table. And then finally, someone has this idea that maybe we should move the dinner inside where it should have been all along.
And the chef's like, but I'm trying to make things warm, and now we have to wait to serve dinner, and things aren't going to be warm because we're serving the dinner. And
sorry. Yeah, but... Sorry you're inconvenienced, chef. Sorry that you are right now for 2 minutes.
Go yell at the rainstorm.
Yeah. Go tell it on the mountain. So yeah. Matt he's like, I mean, how much longer until they're seated? It's going to be cold. It's going to be cold. I'm like, sir, you were not here to cook dinner last night. It will be fine. It will literally be fine.
So he brings the whole fish out and, cause he's just like, fine, I'll just serve it myself. So he brings out the whole fish and he's like, I'll bring the rest out in just a second. And a guy goes, so what are we supposed to do with that?
He said he'll bring the rest out in a second. I know. Sure.
You're supposed to have a conversation with it, you idiot. What else do you think you're supposed to just hang out? Wait 1 second. Yeah. They eat the fish. They love it. The fish is a big hit. And then it's like, cheers to Carrie and Clint. They're getting married tomorrow. Woo! Everything's fine. Everything's fun. What could possibly go wrong?
And Carrie is like kind of annoyed now. She's like, what? And Clint says, I'm looking at you because you're so hot. She goes, oh my God, you're like drunk out here.
Yes. He goes, hello, babe, you better love me. You better love me. And Therese goes, welcome to being married, Clint, on a mega yacht, on a mega yacht.
He's like, babe, you're going to marry me, right? Hey, Carrie's not making the dance party tonight. Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Creme brulee.
They serve the creme brulee, and he loses his mind. He goes, yes. Oh, yeah. Creme brulees. Yes.
So they're like, Matt, oh my God. And Malia is telling the chef, yeah, I mean, I have to say, you're pretty efficient. I thought this was going to be a disaster. And Clint goes, yeah, last night was horrible. That sucked.
So, Lexi's telling us, she's like, you know, I'm glad that Matt came back, but I think he thinks he's a hero when he really isn't, because he screwed us the first day. And it's like, you signed up to cook, so why should you be getting a pat on the back for cooking? Which is exactly right. Like, he screws them and then he comes back as if, and like, oh, it's like I saved the day from the shit that I caused. But that being, but that being said, what are the odds? Cause this happens with like every second stew on Below Deck. What are the odds that there will be a scene later where Lexi is be like, will say something like, I feel like I do all this work and Katie doesn't even say thank you. She doesn't even say thank you. You know, there will be that scene too, which is funny.
Yeah. So then Malia's checking on Courtney and everything's going okay. They're talking about how crazy it is. And Malia's like, yeah, I don't know if the chef's going to make it. He's a little temperamental. And Courtney's like, you know what? Maybe I'll just quit and I'll just come back tomorrow because I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, in no boat have I ever witnessed this madness. And I love how his fucking knee is absolutely fine right now. So now everyone's like going to bed and it seems calm and everything. So now Clint is in his room with Carrie and he's like, I don't really want to go to bed. I don't want to go to bed. And Carrie goes, well, I'm sorry, but I'm exhausted and tomorrow's my big day. He goes, I love that she's like, tomorrow's my big day. And all the students are like, oh God, I keep forgetting that we have to do a wedding tomorrow. Like, the exact opposite for the students. Definitely not their big day.
And she's like, what are you looking for, Clint? He goes, your charger. I need a charger. You know what? You're going to want your phone charged. I can tell you that much, you know? We're going to have to figure it out. My phone is charging. I have a charger. Yours is the big black block. Okay?
Who cares? It's a fucking charger, Clint. Who cares?
Don't get mad at me. Don't get
Chill
mad at me.
Chill the fuck out. Chill the fuck out.
You don't get mad. She goes, I'm calling your mother. And he goes, do it. he goes, do it. You're drunk. God.
She goes, you're such a douchebag.
You call me a douchebag one more time.
You're a douchebag.
I'm not going to marry you now.
And then he like stormed. They have this amazing shot of Carrie. Of Katie basically listening in, and then she hears that he's like coming to the door. So she runs around the corner, and he comes storming out. And he's so drunk he doesn't even realize the camera is just like right there, trained on his doorway. And so he comes storming out, and then you just hear Carrie crying, going, "Not the night before my wedding."
Oh, Below Deck.
Yeah. There,
that's so there's the end of Below Deck, everybody.
Will they have a good wedding? Who knows? We'll find out.
I can tell you this much. They're from Texas. Okay. So everybody, thanks so much for being here. We will be back tomorrow with some Real Housewives of New York City.
Whoop whoop. Thanks, everyone. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels, Dana C. Dana Do.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters. There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie. Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.